This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies on Sunday will pledge to pay for a fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, drugs, and tests around the world so that poorer countries are not left out, and will extend debt relief to them. In a draft of a communique seen by the Reuters news agency, the leaders said they would spare no effort to ensure their affordable and equitable access of vaccines and therapeutics for all people, consistent with members' commitments to incentivize innovation. The communique called global immunization a public good. The leaders pledged to continue to use all available policy tools needed to safeguard lives, jobs, and incomes, and encourage the multilateral development banks to strengthen their efforts to help countries deal with the crisis. The summit of the world's richest countries is being hosted virtually by Saudi Arabia because of COVID-19 restrictions. California is enacting a nighttime curfew in just a few hours as spiking coronavirus cases threaten to swamp healthcare systems. The new restrictions say people should stay home from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. except for essential errands. The curfew runs through December 21st and covers 41 counties that contain most of the state's population. In an AP interview, the mayor of West Hollywood, California, Lindsay Horvath, says the late-night curfew because of the pandemic will put a damper on the city's activities.
The city of West Hollywood is extremely disappointed about the curfew coming forward because our city will be impacted like no other city.
Meanwhile, Los Angeles County says it could impose an even more drastic lockdown next week as the state's largest county records record infection rates. This is VOA News. The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan is being blamed for a deadly morning mortar and rocket attack that killed at least 8 people and wounded several others in Kabul on Saturday. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The explosions set off warning sirens from embassies, and the attack comes just 2 days before a major conference for Afghanistan in Geneva. Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior said, along with the dead, dozens more have been injured in the blast, with many requiring hospital treatment. Spokesman Tariq Arian said terrorists mounted 14 rockets in a small truck and set them off. He added that an investigation was ongoing to find out how the vehicle got inside the city. One of the rockets landed close to the Iranian embassy, but it later said in a statement that there were no casualties among its staff.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Several thousand people protested in Paris on Saturday against a bill that would make it a crime to circulate an image of a police officer's face with the intention that they should be harmed. Supporters say that officers and their families need protection from harassment, both online and in person, when off duty. The offense would carry a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail and a $53,000 fine. Opponents say the law would infringe on journalists' freedom to report and make it harder to hold police accountable for abuses such as excessive use of force. Ethiopia said Saturday its forces had seized another town in their advance on the capital of the northern Tigray region. It also rebuffed an African Union push to mediate in a war with Tigrayan rebels. More than 2 weeks into Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's offensive, his government said Tigrayan forces were digging in and using bulldozers to plow up roads around their capital, a home to about 500,000 people. Hundreds, possibly thousands, have died, and more than 30,000 refugees have fled to Sudan. The conflict has spread beyond Tigray, whose forces have fired rockets at the neighboring nation of Eritrea, causing concern of a wider war. Pope Francis has urged young economists, entrepreneurs, and business leaders to promote post-pandemic development models that involve the poor. In a videotaped message for a forum of young people in Italy on Saturday, Francis said that the worst reaction once the coronavirus pandemic ends would be to fall even more deeply into feverish consumerism and forms of selfish self-protection. During the pandemic, Francis has decried that the people on the margins of society have been among